Hey, welcome back, race fans, and of course you Hot Rodders in the Pits Racing Radio, live from the beach. Okay, you guys got that straight now, right? The beach. I've been told by the city of Myrtle Beach and the Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce not to refer to it as Myrtle Beach Grand Strand. It's just the beach. Okay, we good? Shaking your head up and down. This is a radio show.
That's
we
what
need
I
some
said
audio.
On,
come
that's
on.
That's what I said on a big dog show. Okay. We were at the beach.
The beach, absolutely.
Sorry, my headset just took a dump. So.
Your headset took a dump?
Yep.
Oh, what are we going to do now? Jeez. I'll tell you what. Interesting as we go along life's lonely little path and how many racers we've known and met over the last 20-some years and how many of them still keep in touch with us and how many of them are still racing. And ladies and gentlemen, calling in on the Hot Rod Hotline is a good friend. I don't want to call him an old friend. He's a young guy that we met at Southern Maryland at a baseball stadium and did a car show there. And then we've done some go-karting with him, et cetera, et cetera. And he just completed a Champ Car race at Daytona in a BMW, let alone his duties driving an ARCA and in the Truck Series. Please welcome Kyle Lockrow. Kyle, what are you doing?
Well, actually, Larry, I am just getting home from my 9-to-5 job during the week. So.
Yeah, you got to be hating life, buddy. I understand.
Yeah, it's one of those things, but you know what? Do what you got to do. I don't have mommy and daddy's money to make this happen, so I got to fend for myself.
Could be digging dishes.
We had hit on that in an earlier segment. When you hear the whole show, we were talking about mommy, daddy, and now granddaddy's money. But we won't go there. We'll save that for another segment where we won't have a guest involved. But you did make
Excellent.
A point there. You did make a point there that you want to go fast, bring money. It's just the way the sport's always been because the weekend warriors are pretty much out to lunch.
Well, I mean, that's always been the recipe in racing, though. How fast you want to go depends on how much money you want.
Well, yeah, I can see that. But, I mean, certain guys over the years have not prescribed to that completely. But
I agree.
You know, Don Gartlett's never had a whole lot of money.
Nope. Shirley never did.
Shirley Muldowney.
John Force never did.
Right, right. You know, they were able to build a career. So, Kyle, why don't you give our listeners the cliff notes on Kyle Lockrow Racing and where you've been and where you are now? Because I think you got a good handle on the future.
Well, Larry, Rick, thank you for having me on the show. Hi to everybody at Edmonton Pits Media. Just a little quick synopsis about me. I'm 31 years old, originally born and raised in the Southern Maryland area. I've been a fan of racing since I was about 6 or 7 years old. I got into it thanks to a family friend who introduced me to the NASCAR 98 game. And back in the late 90s when Melling Racing and Diamond Ridge with drivers such as Lake Speed and Robert Presley had the Cartoon Network sponsorship by the Turner Broadcasting Network, following Scooby-Doo, the Flintstones. That's really what drove my passion. It grew over time. I started to follow it, played contact sports in high school. As time went on and I got out of that, I said, you know, let's try to see if we can make this racing thing happen. So I've driven everything from Legends cars to four cylinders, now up to road race cars, now ARCA, and slowly trying to transition into the truck series as well.
Now let's go straight into the ARCA series. Now tell our listeners, who are you driving for?
Currently I work with Fast Track Racing, Andy Hillenberg's operation out of Concord, North Carolina. I made my debut as a fifth entry for Andy's team last year at the season finale in the Reese's 150 at Kansas. And currently I'm still with Andy's operation in more of a dual role. A lot of people just say, oh, you're a driver. Well, not really. Actually, I drive or coach, I spot, and I kind of jack of all trades, master of none. Andy's a small operation. He does a lot with a little. He exceeds expectations, and I'm just trying to help show the team that even though, yes, I have to work during the week and I'm busy with that, when I'm there on the weekends, I'm dedicated to making Fast Track Racing a better team.
Is he still in the shop outside Turn 2 at Charlotte?
Yes. If you go on Moorhead Road, like you're going toward Harrisburg, go right past Turn 2. As you come down the hill, you better have your signal on and your brakes on because it's a quick right-hand turn.
It comes up in a hurry, yep.
Yeah, it does. You can miss it in a heartbeat. You better hope somebody down there is not tailgating you or you're going to have a passenger in the back seat with you.
Yeah, that was where I've been a racing fan since I was in vitro, but actually working on full-size stock cars, that was where I started. I worked on Randy Burnett's late model back when he was racing before he moved up to be a crew chief for Tyler Reddick. But we were in one of those shops, and it was literally no lift, jack stands, crawling around on creepers, building a race car.
Yeah, he's got quite a facility down there. I know Andy's busy with the ARCA team. He does a lot of sandblasting. I mean, he has the whole property there. I know he rents out buildings to other people. So, I mean, he is definitely a very, very busy individual. And if you haven't been down there, the facility has grown quite a bit. Andy's done a lot of work to it. So
he is an entrepreneur.
Yeah, always
he
has been.
He is indeed.
Yeah, a lot of guys running in that ARCA series have always just basically, Al.
My boy, our friend Bobby Gearhart.
Yeah, Bobby Gearhart's a prime example of that, Seat of the pants racing.
Yeah, Andy's given a lot of people a shot in racing over the years, a lot.
And Kyle, in the grand scheme of things, people like Andy and others, of course, have been, I'm sure, major stepping stones in your career. It may not have gotten where exactly you wanted it to be at this particular point, but I'll be honest with you, man. Not many people travel to an airport with a helmet, and I know you're doing that. So, kudos to you. What do you got
Thank
on
you.
The schedule for 2022?
Well, it's going to kind of be a conglomerate of multiple series pending the financial side of it. Like we said just a few minutes ago, money drives speed and money kind of paves the way for success, really. And a lot of what we're doing just depends on the sponsorship dollar. Right now, we are doing a multi-race deal with Brew Crew Racing. It's a BMW two-car effort out of Atlanta for the Champ Car Endurance Series. And I do have an involvement with a couple other small teams. I help them shake down cars and just it kind of fill in as needed. But obviously, my main priority is ARCA with Fast Track. And then we're hoping to do a very limited schedule of some Truck Series events this year. We're in the process of trying to rebuild Ted Minor Motorsports out of Texas, but we also have involvement with another Truck Series team. We can't give any other information on that right now, so you'll have to stay tuned to Facebook and other social media outlets where you can find out what we have going on. But really, we're hoping to maybe do 7 to 9 ARCA races and hoping to do 2 to 3 truck races. But again, everything is sponsorship dependent. And then when I'm not in the car, I'm spotting and driver coaching for some teammates and doing private instruction virtually and in person when I'm not at the track.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you, Kyle. We were talking the other day about the fact that once upon a time we used to hold these events at the All Sports Indoor Go-Kart Track in Sterling, Virginia. We called them Gearhead Reunions, where they were a combination of a car show, radio show, racing show, and then we allowed a bunch of drivers to, buy some time in the seat, and we did a bunch of stuff for charity. Now, I'm sure you remember those events, because I remember you coming over from Southern Maryland. That was no small hike. Can you give us a bit of your memories about those particular events?
I can, actually. When we spoke on the phone the other day, I told you I was working on a project for my dad. He very much was into filming a lot of things that my brother and I and just our family did, trips and soccer and recreational sports. I mean, you name it. Anyway, to get to the point, I'm helping my dad transition a lot of this old footage from VHS to DVD and to digital content so we don't lose it. And the event you mentioned, actually the one that I attended in 2014, I believe it was December, and it just came up the other day, and there's footage of myself and Ryan Ellis and Eric Jones and all of us racing go-karts in our fire suits and then getting at the studio with yourself and everybody there just getting ready and doing the show. So I remember that very, very well. It was a very fun night. It was well worth the drive over. I had a blast. It was definitely something I wish we had gotten a chance to do again, and I wish I had a chance to go over and do the go-karts there again. Just unfortunately, my schedule just never eased up, and I think that place, I think it closed down after a while at one point. So I'm not sure. You could probably tell me better.
Yeah, it closed. We left Northern Virginia in 2017, and he closed the place shortly thereafter. It's interesting because he opened the place in 2001, about 2 months after we went on the air, and he closed about 2 months after we had left Washington and moved down here to Myrtle Beach. And then Francois Duret, the French Grand Prix driver, passed away, unfortunately. Uh-huh. The guy, you could sit and listen to him for hours about racing Le Mans and all these other racers and racetracks and his vintage Cortinas and things like that. But wait, there's more. We are about to enjoy here in Myrtle Beach our first K1 indoor go-karting track, which is rumored to open sometime in the next week or so. And you know us. We've got our nose in there. We're not sure how far yet because it's a franchise deal. But I've talked to the owner, good friend, and said, hey, this is the events that we used to run for charity. And if you recall, probably about that time, we had close to 100 drivers in that field that night. Kyle?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys. I remember us beating and banging on that go-kart track for quite a few laps with a number of personalities and faces. It was definitely a heck of an event. And if you guys can get that rolling again, you can go ahead and put me on the list now. I'll make a way to be there some way, somehow.
Well, we'll probably do it during the off season here for tourism, so everything's a little bit less expensive. But in that particular event, just to drop some names, in addition to yourself and Ryan Ellis, was Tommy Milner, okay, driving for Team Corvette, Jeff Altenberg and Ferrari team, and we even had Jeff Shepard and Jeff the Jet and his brother Judd Shepard come down to World of Outlaws. A couple, Will Langhorne, former IndyCar driver, was driving there. We had some NASCAR drivers, Donnie Neuenberger, and a bunch of other guys there. So we hope to bring that back here to the beach. We'll just keep everybody posted on that. But Kyle, you know, I know you're involved in a lot of other ventures, and I think we had a brief discussion about putting some of your content and working with us on building the repertoire and the content on our TV channel partner, Wingding. So, you know, we're going to keep in touch with you routinely, and, you know, please feel free to text me or get a hold of us so that we can get you back on the air as your situation makes its turns and changes and doing more and more track stuff, okay?
Absolutely. Larry, as soon as we had that discussion yesterday, Tanya Banning, my marketing manager for KLR Management Group, who handles a lot of my sponsorship and marketing ventures, we actually got on the horn and have actually reached out to multiple sources. Not everybody, but at least got a good start of some individuals that want to do some content of people that we know of, along with ourselves and other individuals. So we're already working on a repertoire of individuals to help make Wingding a success, and hopefully down the line another an app version of a speed channel is kind of how I was selling it to.
Well, it's already available on your iPhones and other types of droids and things like that, so you don't even have to download it. But here's the interesting thing: if you act right now, we'll give you your own KLR racing channel. Okay, so everything will come underneath you, and you'll be at the head of that particular enterprise. Okay.
You know what? You sound like Billy Mays, but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. We'll also give you a pot with a lid and some cup holders. Ooh. You'll be all set.
And you could stream it.
If you'll add in paper plates and the fake glass utensils, I'm in. You can sign me up right now.
You want fake glass, or do you want the ones that are like shiny that look like they're silver, but they're actually plastic?
No.
And you can stream from your TV.
I'm a Corel guy, man. I'm not sitting there paper plates. Come on. Give us some breaks here. Jeez.
Hey, I'm racing on a budget here. I'm trying to get into NASCAR.
No problem.
I got to pinch those pennies for right now. I'll get to the Corel and then once I get up into trucks and Xfinity.
We're coming up on a break here on the FM, Kyle. Tell people how to follow you and your career, okay?
Absolutely. Folks, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us at my website, www.kylelockrow.com. There is a QR code that has a variety of all of our social media channels you can scan. There's a website store where you can go and buy merchandising and anything that we have on there. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, multiple social media sources, LinkedIn. Anybody that's reaching out and is interested and wants to get their name on our car or wants some business-to-business opportunities, Tanya Banning's information is on there. Everything with KLR Management Group. Reach out to us. Let us show us we're different than what you may have dealt with before. We're going to take care of you. We don't give you false promises. We execute, we close things, and we make you guys happy.
Good deal. Kyle, tell Tanya thank you for setting up this interview for us, and we're going to let you rock and roll because we're up on a break. You're listening to the fastest show on your radio dial. It's In the Pits, and we're powered by Racing Junk. He was calling in on the Hot Rod Hotline.